All right. This podcast just me. This episode just me. So look, this episode gonna be called Snitch Ass Niggas. Snitch Ass Niggas. All right. So 5 years ago, right? I had got a case or whatever. It was a driving on suspended case. I ain't even gonna hype it. I ain't even gonna hype it up. It was just a driving on suspended case. I ain't gonna lie. It was like other charges too. So look, let me tell y'all what happened. So I had just got some pussy, right? I had just fucked the shit out of somebody. And my man's, I ain't gonna put no names out there, but my man's was like, yo, come meet me at Walmart. I'm like, all right, so I meet this nigga at Walmart. And you know, I'm jamming to my music. If you ever know me, I know I love music and I love dancing and shit. So I'm jamming to my music, you know. This before the Millie Rock, but I was doing the Millie Rock before the Millie Rock was, you know what I'm saying, big. Like I said, this was 5 years ago. So I'm dancing, about to go to Walmart, and I crash my car into a pole. I hit a pole, right? And, you know, my airbags deployed, my windshield cracked, or my car. I got out of the car, my man was walking out. He was like, yo, what you doing? What happened? I was like, yo, I was tripping. I was dancing. He said, oh, you wildin'. So he come out there. And I get back in my car because I had just left it there. I got out and I looked at what the fuck, the damage in the front. And then he was like, yo, can it drive? Get out of here. He was like, I know your license suspended and the shit. And it was. I think I had a warrant at the time, too. I'm not sure. No, I ain't even had no warrant. No, I did have a warrant. So I get back in the car, you know. You know, I turn it back on. It started up. So I parked my car and, you know, I left. Like, I had stolen tags on that joint. I was wilding back in the day. I had stolen tags on my car. And then this dude that worked at Walmart, I know him. I'm going to call him BW. That's his real initials. I'm going to call this nigga BW, though. I ain't gonna say the nigga name, but yeah, this nigga BW worked there. He came out, he was like, yo, what the fuck happened? I was like, I wasn't paying attention. So I'm like, he just walked back in. We all outside chilling. I bounced, cause I had two cars. I had a Lexus, and I had that joint. I forgot what that joint was called. I only had that joint for like a month, but I had a 97 Lexus at my crib. So I wasn't even tripping about that car. So like a week later, I'm like, yo. No, like a week later, I got locked up. I had a warrant. Then I bailed out. And I'm thinking I'm about to get bailed out. They gave me like 5 new charges. I got locked up. I had a warrant for some other shit. And then I'm thinking I'm about to bail. I think my girl about to bail me out and shit. Whole time, they was giving me more charges. They gave me like 5 new charges. Dumping trash. Leaving the scene of an accident. Driving on suspended. Petty larceny because I had stolen tags. So I'm like, what the fuck? So I bonded out the next day after they gave me them charges. So I bonded out. So I hit this nigga up, the nigga that worked at Walmart. I'm like, how the fuck these niggas know? I'm like, yo, how these niggas know that was me? Cause I ain't have nothing. Like, only thing in that car that had my name on it was the receipt that I got from Jiffy Lube. You know what I'm saying? I got a receipt from Jiffy Lube and it had my name on it. So I'm like, yo, what the fuck, man? So I hit this nigga, like I said, I hit this nigga up on Facebook. He didn't respond to me. I hit this nigga up on, I had bitches hitting him up. Nigga ain't hit me up, like, ain't hit me back. He just was reading my message. I was like, oh, this nigga's wildin'. This nigga really about to tell on me, because they said they had witness and all that. And I knew it was him, and it was. So my arraignment coming up, right? And I had got a court appointed lawyer at first. She's like, oh, yeah, you're going to get at least 90 days. Because, you know, you left this, well, all your charges, you're going to get at least 90 days. I'm like, what the fuck? And anybody know that was me? And she's like, well, you know, Walmart got some good cameras. So, like, all right, you wildin'. Like, them public defenders, man, they get paid. If you get found guilty, public defenders, you know, they get paid if you found guilty. You know what I'm saying? So, anyways, she was just wanting me to take a guilty plea. I'm like, nah, fuck that shit. I think I could beat this. So, I hired his lawyer named Burchett, Benjamin Burchett. I always get him. I had him, like, 3 more times after this. So yeah, this nigga Burchett, right? He This nigga better check. He was like, yeah, I don't know, man. You might get time. We could go head up with the judge. Whatever. I'm like, all right, let's do that. Let's do that. This is my regular court day now. I didn't went forward. This nigga was responding. I knew he was telling on me and shit. So it's court time for court. I had on a Tommy Hilfiger sweater. I never forget this shit. I had on a Tommy Hilfiger sweater. I had a gold chain on. And I had some nice ass jeans on. I had some J's on. I was fresh as shit at court. I wasn't fresh as shit. I looked that nigga that day. But so I'm in court. I thought I was getting locked up. So I'm at court. Man, I'll never forget this motherfucking day, man. So my lawyer went to go talk to the prosecutor. This man was a crippled man. He was a bitter crippled man. You know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna talk about crippled people because that's rude. But anyways, I'm in the courtroom. Me and my girl looking at this nigga. We had to get this nigga like $2,500. So he was like, yeah, you might get 45 days, 60 days. I'm like, yo, I ain't trying to get no jail time, bro. I got bills to pay. I got kids. I ain't trying to get no jail time. You bugging. And at that time, I only had a son. But I wasn't trying. Like I said, I wasn't trying to get locked up. So I'm like, fuck that. So he let me and this nigga BW, my girl Khadija, and him all in the same room. He was like, I never said nothing. I never said it was him. He's like, well, whatever you get up on that stand, because we went head up. It was like some law and order shit. We went head up with the judge. And it was like, we got a witness here. They had played the tape of me crashing the car at Walmart in the courtroom. I hit the fucking pole. That shit look, everybody in the courtroom like did a whole gasp. They was like, like, oh man, that looks crazy. I was looking crazy and I was looking bad. They had me on the tape. They even had my pictures from Facebook. The cop had my pictures from Facebook with my middle finger up and shit. Sitting on top of the same car that I crashed, sitting on top of that joint. And they had brought this nigga BW on the stand. They was like, oh yeah, you know. They said, you know this person right here? He said, yeah, he pointed at me. He wouldn't even look at me though. Nigga had his head down. Nigga wasn't even motherfucking looking at me though. He was like, yeah, is he in his courtroom right now? He pointed at me. So I'm like, oh, this nigga's bugged out. This nigga really, I ain't never been in no type of situation like that before. Like a nigga really pointed at me on the stand, on some real snitch shit. Like on some real snitch ass shit, man. That shit's wild. But anyways, nigga pointed at me. And then they made him leave the court. Before that, me and my girl tried to offer this nigga like $200, $300 to tell him it wasn't me. Nigga wasn't taking none of that. Like, this nigga had an agenda that day is just to tell on Kasim. I'm like, nigga, what did I do to you? When I think back, I did fuck one of his bitches way, way, way back when. I did. But they wasn't together no more. So I guess he had like this crazy ass vendetta against me. But anyways, the judge, she was like, yeah, there's no, the car wasn't in his name. Nothing in the car was in his name. He didn't get pulled over. Like, how you gonna get him driving a spinning? He didn't get pulled over. He didn't catch him driving. So they had me stand up. They was like, yeah, you know, we clear you of all the charges. You found not guilty, man. When I tell you, that was guilty as shit. I was mad guilty. Like I just told y'all, that was me driving. But that probable cause shit, that shit real, man. That shit real. But anyways, yeah, off that story, onto some other snitch shit, man. Niggas just be snitch. Niggas is snitch. Niggas, people are fake. Niggas, people be fake, man, in real life. Like, the hardest niggas you be thinking is the hardest niggas, they be mad fake, man. People be trying too hard, man. Niggas is snakes. Niggas is real snakes. That's why I don't really talk to... I don't really talk to nobody at all right now, for real. But, yeah, man. Niggas be cold snakes out here. And I'm mad I had, you know, the type of people around me, but it took for certain situations to happen to open up my eyes and make me realize, like, the type of character people were. Like, I had to take a step back and you really look at my life and who was around me and who I had around me. You know, that shit was just, it was just toxic. When you keep toxic people around you, it makes you toxic. You got to get that. Like, people are like a cancer and they just kill you slow and slow and slow. The wrong people that you got around you. Like, you a product of your associates. Like, if ain't nobody doing shit around you, you ain't going to be doing shit. You know what I'm saying? So, I ain't trying to preach or nothing, but this is some real shit. There's some free game y'all need to soak up. There's some free game, man. But shit, this on. I feel like I've been talking for 30 minutes. It's only been 10 minutes. This shit over. This podcast is done. Because I'm by myself. This is just on my heart right now. I feel like talking about it. Fake ass people. Snitch ass people.